There's no way I can preach on anything else but this. Starting with verse 13, 1 Thessalonians 4:13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and from this morning we do believe, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede. It would be our understanding is it would be precede them which are asleep. I've often entertained questions about what we're talking about tonight and how it happens. And I tell folks, well, we'll know when it happens, we'll know for sure. But as I was studying for our Easter services and so forth, and studying the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Jesus is the first fruits of the dead. Okay? So if you want to know what's going to happen, study the resurrection of Jesus. And as I was praying, I was pondering it and praying, and say, Lord, what? I just felt like I have never thought of this before, but I'm thinking, when the spirit bodies, Jamie described it as we're all wearing white, those spirit bodies come at this moment, God's going to bring them, Jesus, in the clouds, but they're going to pass Jesus and they're going to come down. I have a feeling, this is only a feeling, that they'll be escorted by their angels. And the angels will topple the graves. The angels will go down and begin to bring up the saints from the depths of the sea. That the angels will take the top. Why? Because an angel rolled the stone away from the tomb. I'm like, are they just going to blow out of their caskets, or will it just be a total spiritual thing? But it can't be, because it's a physical resurrection. And so I'm only pondering this, okay? But things are going to happen. There's going to be the opposite of the rapture just before the rapture. Meaning this, there's going to be a descending. There's going to be a descending. For those, what you felt is what the saints in glory are going to feel, because they're going to descend. They went up in the spirit, but then they're going to descend very quickly. Their spirit body will descend very quickly and come into then a remanufactured physical body called the resurrection body, which is the same body that Jesus had after his resurrection, because he's the first fruits. That's why you'll be able to recognize. Well, I know the people I know now, and yes, but they'll be prettier. They'll be more handsome. It's going to be a good day. And so the trauma of the earth. Some say it's going to be a secret thing. I don't know how it can be secret. I don't know. I'll tell you what. There's some maintenance workers in some graveyards. There are going to be hospital workers at the morgue. There are going to be some funeral directors that are going to lose business. Those that, so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Jude says he'll come with 10,000 of his saints. Everybody that is passed in glory, hallelujah, will come to this earth to get to have the resurrection body. Jamie mentioned it, but in a twinkling of an eye, those that remain shall be changed. And we're all going together. Great grandpas and grandmas and all of those folks that have gone on before. If you ever been one of the saddest people on this earth and have a child go before you that knows the Lord, we're going together. That's where what Jamie saw. There's going to be hundreds of thousands and perhaps millions that are going to be caught up. Glory to God. This is not a little thing. It's a big thing because it takes up all of history. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. I just don't believe it's going to be a quiet thing. Like the siren, a tornado siren. I believe everybody that doesn't make it's going to know that they didn't make it. And they will cover it up. The media will cover it up. And all, the devil's got all his plans. But the dead in Christ shall rise first, because they're going to be on the same level as we are. They're going to come up. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. With the old saints that have been buried, together with them in the clouds. I want a CNN explain that one away. What is going to happen? We're going to meet the Lord in the air. And as you know, the atmosphere gets lighter as you go and so forth. And that's why we speed up. What are we going to go up for? To meet the Lord in the air. And the next phrase is so wonderful. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. All of us. They won't be able to tear us away from the Lord Jesus. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Hallelujah. I just want to remind you, somebody talked about houses and mansions and this and the other thing. Just remember, I said it to someone on the way out this morning. I said, listen, Jesus says, I go to prepare a mansion for you. He's building it for you. You say, they're all custom. They're all custom. They're for you. I'm going to continue on here and then I'll be done. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no... I'm going on to chapter 5. But of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. That means, friends, there'll be no warning of an eclipse. There'll be no warning of a new moon. Neither will there be a warning of a Jewish feast. He's going to come as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, the unbelievers. They think they're okay, but they're not okay. It's so somebody was saying, perhaps it was Chris, is that I'm talking to these people and they're not interested in listening. They're not interested in believing. We sure know how you feel. Destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Here's another delineation, the separation. The rapture is about separation. Now listen carefully. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night. That's why we don't paint our sanctuaries black and shut the lights off, but all right. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others. Here's the key, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God, are you there? For God has not appointed us to wrath. Listen, I'm sorry, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Okay, but I do not fear the tribulation. I do not fear what's called the great tribulation. I don't worry about it. I don't worry about when the rapture is going to take place. I'm not going to spend my nights trying to figure out whether we're pre-trib, mid-trib, or post-trib. I don't know. All I do know is God has not appointed me to wrath. The wrath of man is nothing compared to the wrath of God. But we've been appointed, believers have been appointed to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And that's what this service tonight was that. I don't know about you. I went through some emotions. I went through excitement. I went through some comfort. I went through some wow moments and saying, Remember in the 70s when people started testifying, they'd pick up hitchhiker and the hitchhiker would be in the car and say, Jesus is coming soon. And they turn around, the hitchhiker's gone. You remember those stories? And I always look out the corner of my eye at those people. Even though they were credible, they weren't nut jobs, but credible people are saying this. And it's like, and here we are in 2024, and Jesus has not returned yet. And this is the great danger that Peter talks about, that you get complacent because you've heard the message so often and it has not taken place yet. The Jews grew complacent, for Isaiah prophesied, Micah prophesied, Jeremiah prophesied, King David prophesied that there was a coming Messiah. And thousands and perhaps millions missed the Messiah because they became complacent. There's millions of so-called Jews today that are still waiting for the Messiah. And they struggle to listen to us. They don't understand how much we love them and we want them to know. But anyway, that the rapture will tell all the tales that need to be told, let me tell you. What I say to you, I say to you again. And not only me, but the Lord. Do whatever you have to do not to experience what Juanita experienced in her dream, that the rapture had taken place. And you're still here. Don't be part of the group that my brother-in-law Rick saw as he's going through the ceiling, looking down and seeing a good half of the church left. Because they knew of Jesus, but they weren't serving Jesus. It's about serving Jesus and being ready for Him to come. Can we sing one more song tonight before we go? No one's voting. Hey, Jeremy, pull me up. There's going to be a meeting in the air. Well, you have heard of little Moses in the bulrush. You have heard of fearless David and his sling. You have heard the story told of dreaming Joseph and of Jonah and the whale you often sing. Well, there are many, many others in the Bible,
I should like to meet them all, I do declare. By and by the Lord will surely let us meet them at the meeting in the